Jerry Pippin.
This is the Jerry Pippin Internet Radio Show. Chiron, Butterfly, Ray, and Oscar. He's creative, Ray, here with us.
It's a new nickname.
Now, let's talk, you know, a lot of people know you're here, but a lot of people don't know what kind of movies you've done already.
Our first two movies were action, mythological action thrillers, Night Race, and we shot both the first and the second Night Race, and those movies are in post-production, and looking to get those distributed through a major distributor in the U.S. Currently, we are in preparation, pre-production, to shoot The Betrayers, and The Betrayers is a murder mystery. All three of the pictures are the setting here is in Oklahoma. Night Race, the setting was Muskogee. The motion picture right now, The Betrayers, the setting is a little town called Walnut Valley. It's a fictional town, and it's just a small town setting. It's got a sheriff who's investigating the murder of a number of its citizens, and it's a tremendous picture. We think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. We've got a great cast of people. Matter of fact, a guy by the name of Jerry Pippin has a part in it.
Aha!
Yeah,
I never really knew if I made the cut or not. So
Jerry Pippin, district attorney, Walnut Valley,
Oklahoma. They typecasting on my head. Heard my radical beliefs over the years. You know, really, it's interesting the way you shoot some of this stuff. Somebody was telling me they saw you guys out shooting something the other day.
Yeah. That's what I
said. Yeah. They said, hey, there's somebody shooting a movie here. I said, well, if you listen to this radio show, you would know about that.
Well, actually, we were doing a training class. We were training movie makers.
Yeah. So when does the production of this actually get underway? I've got a great bit in that. It's a great, great movie. You guys gave me a good part.
We're excited about it.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We'll be starting shooting later this month. And we expect it'll take us for principal photography, about 30 to 45 days. We're trying to use as many local people as possible. Mm-hmm. There are a number of students, some are high school, some are college students. We're going to shoot those scenes before they have to go back to college. And we'll continue to shoot some of the other, what's called pickup shots, mm-hmm. probably into the fall of the year. And then hopefully by the winter, we'll be moving into the editing of the picture. And at the next Bare Bones Film Festival, have it there for its premiere.
I want to ask you about that. You have one here recently, and it was pretty interesting, I understand. I was tied up in out of town most of that time. It was a bad weekend for me, but I understand it was really quite a smash.
Oh, it was incredible. We had filmmakers from across the U.S. We had films entered from over 50 cities and almost five foreign countries. We had 30 different filmmakers that come from across the U.S. here to Muskogee, and the way on the map.
Never been to Oklahoma before.
Yes, it was very exciting.
They were still looking for teepees, probably.
Well, what's really interesting is that most of them, and a lot of these were seasoned filmmakers and seasoned actors. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what to expect, and they were surprised at Muskogee's diversity and the way it looked as a city. They really liked what they saw. They had a great time. They loved the food, loved the people.
If you like chicken fried gravy, this is the place to be.
They love the barbecue.
Yeah, that's true. They do have good barbecue. Yeah. So you got good. So word of mouth, you know, that's going to work out. And you're well known in the industry of independent filmmakers. I want to get into that before you leave tonight, too, because at one time that was really considered an uphill battle. But I think with the internet and everything these days, it seems to be catching on.
Yeah. I think what happens here is about every decade is kind of reinvented. You know, we don't think of the movies in the 50s as being independent. Most of those movies, those sci-fi movies that we saw, were really made by independent movie makers that trained a lot of the current filmmakers today. And then it kind of reinvented itself in the 60s with movies like Billy Jack and Night of the Living Dead and several others. And then in the 70s, it reinvented in the 80s. And in the 90s, I guess we saw the latter part of the 90s, the Blair Witch Project was shot for like $25,000.
Everybody wants to be a Blair Witch Project now.
Hope that they'll
want to
be better than that.
Yeah. Well, they made plenty of money, folks.
Plenty money. Excellent marketing strategy.
And since you are the business half with the whip, I'm sure you are aware of that.
Absolutely. I studied the details in detail as to how they marketed that.
Well, you know, this movie will take 45 days, as you said, perhaps, to shoot. shoot, then you got a lot of work after that. A lot of people don't realize what goes into it after that.
Average time that to edit a motion picture right now is an independent is about 2.5 years. You're talking about a major motion picture. That's anywhere from 3 to 6 months, and it could be a year, depending on what they have to do when that motion picture ends. So in its layer, there's the picture edit and the sound edit and the Foley edit and the ADR edit and then the music edit and the effects edit. So it's an incredible amount of work.
You sound like somebody on Saturday Night Live or you kept talking about how many edits are we going to have. Pretty incredible.
Let me say this, too, that 45 days for the listeners out there, most people, when you say 45 days, they think, oh, okay, we start on the 1st, and in 45 days. These are 45 shooting days, which are generally on the weekend. So it could take
When you use a lot of local talent things, yeah. I guess you do have to shoot around holidays and weekends and things like that.
Yeah.
The only reason I got my part, folks, is I'm available anytime except between 6 and 9, and I guess if it really got to kind of push or shovel, just bring the microphone down here. Now, the last two times I've seen you, I've been really rushed and late. Now, this is not my normal operating procedure. When I do my part with you guys, I will have it down, and we'll only take one take. Yeah, this is Jerry Pippin, and we are, of course, broadcasting tonight from the studios of KBIX. In studio with us, we have a couple of movie makers. Darkwood Productions is the name of their company. And they, of course, have produced two movies already, and we're in post, no, it's pre-production, then post-production. I'm getting the lingo here. I used to read The Hollywood Reporter. Give me a hint. That's, you know, really, most of motion pictures really aren't necessarily shot in California anymore, are they?
No, they're not. They're not.
It's pretty amazing. If you call in, by the way, and you get the show and nobody answering the phone, that's because we're setting you up to be on the air in a little bit. So just hold on there, a little patience. We're going to have several callers here asking things like, hey, I got scripts, or I've got this, or I've got that. Is there any market for that kind of stuff from the local people?
Absolutely. I think one of the things that we get a tremendous amount of folks bringing us scripts and say, hey, take a look at this. How good is it? Sharon typically reads those and gives a person an idea to understand how good that script may be. One of the things that we definitely take a look at is it something that's marketable? Is there any changes at a brighter night moment making those scripts? Is it in the format that if they were submitting it to a Hollywood studio, how they would accept it? And one neat thing about the festival that we had last year, it has made us an official location scout for both talent and especially for stories that are written. Now, if you have an idea, one of the challenges about having ideas is that a lot of people have ideas. So if you want to market something, you might market a pitch. But in reality, the best thing to market is a script. If a person has any question on how that script should be formatted for submission to a company for purchase, then they should give us a call.
Yeah, and if we can have a vision of having a $40 million gross on the $20,000 budget, then you'll probably take it and move it. I know. I'm being a little facetious here. Basically, there is a market there.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not an impossible job.
Not impossible at all. A lot of folks hear about scripts being sold for so much money. Average script, I would say, out there sells for about $5,000 to $10,000. Mm-hmm. There are those that sell for more. Those that sell for more have what is referred to as an attachment, which may be a director or a writer mm-hmm. or somebody that's hot right now mm-hmm. that may be able to do that. If they say, well, I think I can make this myself, then we definitely can sit down and say, well, here's a way to be able to produce that for you know, locally and have a chance to make something happen with it. Filmmaking is the most expensive of the arts, so we really try to focus on how you can do it in a bare-bones manner where the cost isn't there, but also know whether or not your actors, yourself, your script, your story is marketable so that you can get a return on your investment.
I caught that bare-bones part there. That's how you get the name of the film festival, right?
Right.
Bare-bones. When people hear it, they recognize bare-bones.
Yeah. Now, at your festival last time, were they all Oklahoma people that made the movies that you showed? You showed a lot of things.
There were only two Oklahoma filmmakers.
Oh, only two, okay.
Only two Oklahoma filmmakers, both from Oklahoma City area. They were all from elsewhere, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oregon, mm-hmm. New York City. New York City actors here, Muskogee from New York City, from Boston, from everywhere. And all of their projects were produced for less than $1 million. And the screenwriters who were there, their screenplays could be produced for less than $1 million. That's the name, Bare Bones.
Mm-hmm.
That's considered very
well, I imagine this was your first year. Now it'll really catch on this next year.
We've, from the day of, we were getting phone calls about next year. Mm-hmm. So we did set the date for April 2001, and we've already gotten requests for applications and interest. And a particular interest for Oklahomans is that we have special category for Oklahomans, so they will get some special attention.
So, yeah, they have a chance of coming away with something. Some kind
right.
of an award or something.
Plus, we're focusing on youth. We have a special day for youth. Films made by youth and for youth.
And now, as youth, is that under 25, under 19, under 12?
Youth, high school and college. We have a category for student filmmakers that are students.
You know, most of these universities these days have a film class or two.
Yeah.
So you
even at our
will,
high school.
Right, you're going to have a lot of... this high school, if I'd had all that stuff when I was there.
they have video production, so mm-hmm. I'm hoping to inspire the locals to go for it.
Well, great.
Yeah.
So you're open for new projects. I want to find out something from both of you. What kind of movies you like?
Okay.
And I did have a caller, but they wanted me to ask the question. They and I'll ask it here in a moment. This reason I ask you about what kind of movies you like. In studio, Sharon Butterfly Ray and Oscar. He's really creative, Ray, and they are really doing a good job. I saw the first. I guess the rushes. You had a big party one time for the first one you put out. That was pretty fun, but that was the horror genre, or as you call it,
mythological.
Right. I want to get up on the buzzwords and the terms here. You know, they do change. And I mean, I'm an old guy, so I'm still back there with take one and take two. And now let's just say roll it or whatever. That brings up an interesting question. The caller called up while ago and wouldn't go on the air. You heard me mumbling to him, and they wanted to know if you use film or tape, or how do you shoot these things.
We shoot on film.
That's interesting. They were probably thinking they could take their VCR out there and make a movie.
Actually, you can. In the submissions that we got through Bare Bones, they came in film, they came in tape, they came in 35 millimeter, 16 millimeter, 8 millimeter, and in the digital format. And actually, film has the best look. But bottom line is, digital is definitely moving there. I think if a person understands the mechanics of making a picture, a movie, whether they do it in film, whichever format they choose, if they can tell a good story, today there's a market to sell it.
Boy, it's amazing. I remember years ago the big argument is whether you're going to do it in black and white or color, and now you've got about 20 different formats, huh?
Well, you can still do black and white. In fact, if anyone out there, if you have an old Super 8 camera, guess what? I can tell you where you can get some film for it.
You have some, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, now what about you guys' favorite movies? Most of your movies have been long. This one seems to be a lot of humor in this movie that we're doing now.
Yeah.
Is that right? Am I reading that right?
It's not humorous, but it's a little.
It's designed to kind of give the characters a chance to kind of be
uh-huh.
there, kind of a dramatic driven.
Yeah, it's not a comedy, but there seems to be some humor in it.
Right.
I just was wondering where you guys are headed. Are you going to stay with the same genre of films, or you're open to changing subjects? And
we have right now, as far as movie ideas, close to 100 different movie ideas that we've written and logged,
mm-hmm.
And we're working on several scripts. When you're picking a genre, you look at it from several points of view. One, is this something that we'll be able to market on our budget level,
mm-hmm.
To be able to keep us in business? And it's the business side you have to think about.
Sure.
The other side is what's creative and what do you enjoy and what would you like to see out there? So we have really a combination of all of those. Sometimes when we chose, the mythological action thriller, which in my opinion really is like a sci-fi horror, we chose that because it was a different kind of story, but also because we knew there was an automatic built-in audience that once it was made, we put the money in it, that the folks who helped invest in it would definitely be getting return
mm-hmm.
on that money.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to almost guarantee that. And it's difficult to guarantee. I think making a picture, independent motion picture, is a very speculative thing. And a lot of people say, well, I'd like to get involved in that. Well, I think it's very speculative. So you're looking at a way, how can we hedge our bets so that somebody plumps in $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $100,000 in a picture, how can can we almost guarantee that they're going to get that
money? Sounds a whole lot like the oil business to me. Production payments and things like that.
Right. I think the opportunity for films, if a film is made, if it's
I'm not saying it's a bad investment. Right. A lot of people made a lot of money in oil business.
It's really
still doing it. Have you been to get gas recently?
If you make it low, you can sell it high.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Blair Witch is the prime example. $25,000. Mm-hmm. The studio put in another $300,000. I don't know where. They sold it for $1.5 million. So that's a good return.
I think the big thing is that the industry has grown almost so large in so many ways. You have 600 channels, 100,000 video outlets. You have 30,000 screens out there, and no one has enough movie. And movie's like a product that you use, and then what's the next one? You know, even though you may say it on the shelf, you always,
sure,
what's the next one? And so that means the opportunity for folks who want to make film is bigger than it's ever been before in the industry's history, and it's growing because we now have an international market that's saying, okay, give us more movies, give us more movies.
Now, what kind of movies do you guys like?
Well, most recently, my bets go with MI2.
MI2.
John Woo, director.
Which means she's an action movie person.
I wasn't before. I mean, I watched Face Off, and I thought it was pretty neat. I went to see MI2, and Mission Impossible series isn't that bright. You know what's going to happen, mm-hmm, if you know, this is an impossible mission. But it was great. It was just so super. Well, see, that's all that computer-generated thing,
sure,
you can do. So creative. I love it.
I think when you're in the industry, you can, I think I used to have, maybe sci-fi was my favorite, but being in the industry on this side of it, any movie that is well done, understanding how much work the guys put into it, I appreciate it from the actor. I think film actors are incredible because the intensity of film acting, I've done stage, I've done film. Film actors who do a great job do a tremendous amount of work. You're shooting 8 to 10 to 15 to a guy who's telling me 120-something takes for one scene. You're not in a nice air-conditioned place. You're, mm-hmm, out there in the hot elements or cold elements, and they still turn in some absolutely phenomenal performances. So I think I watch them more for performance and for what the director's done, and almost any movie out there, I don't care, action, horror, sci-fi, dramatic, comedy, I actually enjoy it.
Well, you guys have kind of answered my question. You watch movies a little differently than the average folk, because you're looking at technique and style and all of the other technical things as well. I remember back in high school and college, I seriously wanted to be an actor really bad, and I used to go to the movies several times, see the same movie, to see how they did the things, how they reacted, on and on and on, you know. And so it's the same way with radio. I listen to radio differently than anyone else. And on one hand, it's more fun, but on another hand, you really miss the chance to relax and just enjoy a good story or whatever.
We're the worst people in the world to go to movies with.
Yeah, don't sit behind us at the show. Usually we go during the day,
but
we don't disturb.
Well, that's probably best. And you know, I know you have to go in and have your class, and we're going to play some movie music. Hey, we'll be back in a moment.